artillery.
Hillary's PowerPoint's here already. Yeah, it's better to be first. There's that if you're wanting.
Sorry?
There's this if you're wanting to click.
Do you know, it's much easier to do a 3-hour presentation than 7 minutes. You've no idea how
Okay.
Okay? Right. I'm going to talk very quickly. My talk is digital storytelling and dyslexia. I work with learners with dyslexia in Ethiopia. And the big debate between the purists and the techno-zealots is rather a false debate, but it does actually help us all, me particularly, to think about the implications of the new technologies. Sorry, I'm not need my script here. It challenges the fundamental assumptions that we have taken for granted for a long time. And the ability to read and write in itself is meaningless, I think, because it begs the question, reading and writing what? And the ability to read and the ability to access text in all their forms are not mutually exclusive. And I'm learning, and I'm extraordinarily old, but I had to accept the notion of literacy that's becoming much more complex and infinitely more layered. And I'm striving and I'm constantly working towards understanding how these new platforms can be used in education and in my practice. Sorry, what one do I press? See, I'm hopeless. Right, next one.
Okay.
Oh, went too far. Defeated already by the technology. Curriculum for Excellence is an absolute gift to learners with dyslexia. The new definitions of text and the new definitions of literacy are wonderful, and I'll talk a bit more. I hope we'll understand what I'm going on about as we go through. But basically, it changes the relationship between the teachers and the pupils, so that teachers become co-learners, and that's what excites me most. We're teaching children to thrive in this century rather than preparing them for the last one. We've always needed critical, creative thinkers. Many, many learners with dyslexia are that, and now they have the opportunities to express themselves. And of course, it's for all of us, not just the English teachers and the primary teachers. Membership of the Literacy Club depended on working through a hierarchy in the past, from basic skills right up to understanding, and then comprehension sort of kicked in after that. Doesn't work like that. It used to depend on the thickness of the book and the speed of the tongue and the amount that you could actually remember when the tests came round. It's not like that anymore. It's not dependent on the hierarchical skills, which always have been the ones that have been learners with dyslexia have been excluded from those hierarchies. Skills, because they can read, and therefore in the past have been excluded. But of course the rules have changed. Reading is a lifelong endeavour. It develops in competence and confidence the more it's practised, and the more difficult and diverse texts are given to us, and we can all access them. The learners that I teach have often failed spectacularly at traditional reading, but they flourish with a broader range of texts now. And we need to ask, who's in the different clubs? It's not just about reading Proust. Although I am quoting Proust here, because it's about having new eyes, and that's what I'm having in my practice. Kids don't need to have their eyes open, but I do. Books, of course, aren't going away, but the nature of digital storytelling has changed the way that we're looking at it, the way that I'm looking at it, at the ways that we are reading and writing. The new media consumption model, whose contents is episodic, interactive, social gaming, reactive and predictive. This is digital storytelling. And what I've been using with a group of primary sevens, it's something that's designed more for older children, but primary seven regroup have been using Inanimate Alice. I'm not going to show you, it's a very wonderful resource, 4 episodes of a story, which incorporates multimodal text, multimedia stimuli. And so reading is extending from the printed page to the computer screen and to the myriad diverse devices now available. It's my job as an educator to embrace new innovative forms of reading and recognise that they're increasingly critical pedagogical tools. It's an essential part of literacy teaching and learning. With the Primary Sevens, we looked together at the four episodes of Alice. I do recommend you have a look at it, even if you're not an English or a primary teacher. And we pulled together the elements of the story, just like any traditional writing exercise and reading exercise. And then the children went to create their own stories. I'm going to whiz through Laura's here, and I'm going to be talking over it, I'm afraid, because I'm expecting you all to multitask and read and listen at the same time. She does incorporate all the details, a lot of the elements in Alice, apart from gaming. One, I have no skills myself to develop games, and two, there wasn't the time, and I suspect that young people didn't know themselves how to develop games. We did put some sounds in. I hope you'll hear those later. But I think my point is that we are all emergent readers when we encounter new texts and media which push the boundaries of genre, form, format, and mode, both on and offline. And the children are redefining ideas of what authorship means. Sorry. Who owns the text? Who is allowed to tell the stories? It's incredibly liberating for youngsters because they're highly motivated and inspired to create. They really wanted to write their own stories. They had a real desire to communicate. And they all started believing that they couldn't read and write, but they found that Alice was so engrossing that they became desperate. And they keep, even this afternoon, they were saying, we'll just tweak it, we'll just add a bit. A little tiny bit of fiddling about here. Sorry, I'm going to whiz through this. I'm going to stop very soon. Talking about diversity. I'm interested in learners with dyslexia and all children who have difficulties. And all of you teachers will have children in your class with those sorts of difficulties. And I'm going to quote from somebody called Thomas West, who writes extensively about dyslexia. We should encourage diversity not only to be civil, not only to be respectful, not only to be humane, not only to be just, but because we also have a particular stake, all of us, in diversity. We want there to be people who have abilities that we've not ever tried to measure because we didn't know that we needed them. Abilities that may in no way be associated with the abilities and talents that we now measure by formal or informal means. Abilities that we don't yet know that we need. I urge you to have a look at Inanimate Alice, explore the digital storytelling, because it's useful in all areas, I'm sure, in science and history, as well as in English and literacy and tradition forms. So thank you. Please have a look and share the adventure. We're putting more and more, my students looked at Kenny, my students read Kenny's kids' blogs the day after they were posting them, and they were, S2s are doing this, we must be bright. It's a wonderful community.